Hello and welcome to COS Live. You can watch the original video broadcast live on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit conventionofstates.com/pod to learn more. And now, here's COS Live.
Well, hello, COS supporters. Welcome back to another edition of COS Live. My name is Andrew Lusch. I will be your host for this episode. And as you might see, I'm missing my co-host, the lovely Rita Peters, who's also the Senior Vice President for Legislative Affairs. Well, she is on vacation right now, so send her prayers and loves that she enjoys her time and gets some relaxation in with her family. We got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be sitting down with a few of our emerging leaders who oversee the Emerging Leaders Program. So we're going to be talking with them about this amazing internship that we have at Convention of States. You may have heard from the mainstream media that the younger generation is not salvageable, and that the younger generation, they're out on TikTok and on Instagram, and they're not doing anything that is really valuable or worthy or something that should be recognized. Well, we have three leaders who are going to turn your attention away from that media trope and towards some of the amazing emerging leaders that we have seen within Convention of States. They are going to inspire you, they're going to encourage you, and they have wonderful things to say about several leaders that have come into the Convention of States orbit. So we'll be getting to that in a few moments. We also have the COS mailbag, where we're going to be answering your questions and talking about your comments. Make sure that you comment on this show so that we can get to your questions next week. We also have our Article 5 trivia giveaway. So before we get to the interview, we're going to go over to Mike Ruthenberg, who has our question for today's Article 5 giveaway.
It's great to be working with Convention of States right now. There's a lot of great things happening. You're really going to enjoy the show today. I have a picture on my bookshelf over there of the interns when I was with them in DC for their annual trip to the swamp to see what's going on, to see what it is that they're going to drain the next up and coming generation. What a really great group of people they are and they were. All right, well, let's get into some trivia right now. I'm super excited to share with you a question that is near and dear to my heart because back in last week we said that there was going to be a simulated Article 5 convention this August, August 2nd, it's going to start. And the foundation, Convention States Foundation, it's going to be a great educational validation, the second one in history. We're the ones that did the first one. I was there, and it was also in Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia, which is a really great place to be able to visit and see a lot about our heritage, a lot about the formation of our nation. And it's really wild to think about the taverns and so many of the conversations that happened there about the founding of this great nation. So the question for you today, well, first, before I share the question, let me tell you the prize, because if you know the answer to this, not only have you been around COS for a while and done your homework, but you're going to win an American Patriot t-shirt. This is a cool shirt, great one to have for the 4th of July. And speaking of 4th of July, we have a bunch of new apparel and a bunch of new products that are coming to our store. So keep your eyes open, keep them peeled for the email that's coming out tomorrow. That's going to announce some of the new products. We're going to be pre-ordering them, and it's very likely you'll get them before the 4th of July, so you can have additional items to wear for the 4th of July. But if you answer this question correctly, you can get this shirt. And if you don't win, you want to get one right away, just go to shopconventionofstates.com. We got some really cool stuff in the store. We're adding new stuff really often, it seems like every week. So here's my question for you. Going back to the simulated convention, I recall the committee meetings where they proposed amendments. They were broken up into our three different areas, which includes fiscal restraints, limits, term limits on federally elected officials and bureaucrats, and to impose restrictions on the size, scope, and jurisdiction of the federal government. And anyway, they came up with 8 proposals out of those committees. And of course, they went back into the main plenary session, into the main convention, and they approved a certain number of those proposals. Because remember, in order to get out of the convention, half the states plus one or 26 states need to vote it out so it can go to ratification. So how many of those eight proposals, that's my question for you today, how many of those eight proposals came out of that simulated convention that were actually approved out of the convention? That's my question. I'll be back later to answer it. Get your fingers going on the keyboard. Don't forget to participate and see what you can do, what you can find out as you learn more and more about convention states. Back to you, Andrew.
Thanks, Mike. Well, today we are bringing on three incredible leaders onto the show. Let's invite Kristen, Reagan, and Faith. Joining us today, we have several of our leaders for the Emerging Leaders Program. We have Kristen Stanchu, who is the Operations Coordinator. We also have Reagan Green, who is the new Intern Director. And of course, we have his lovely wife, Faith Green, who is the Engagement Coordinator for the Emerging Leaders Program. It's a blessing to have all three of you join this show today. How are all of you doing?
Doing good, Andrew. So well. Thanks for having us on, man.
Well, it's an honor to have all three of you here at the same time. I want to start by going kind of close to a broader question about young people and being engaged and doing meaningful work at Convention of States through our intern program, because many of our supporters, many of the people who are tuning into this show today, they know that that young people are essential, that capturing the next generation is very important for changing the direction of this country. And they see the young people that are coming to this organization through our Emerging Leaders Program as not just token young people, but they're young people who are given real tasks within the internship. And we're elevating these young people and giving them all the tools necessary to be the next generation of leaders. So why is it important to engage young people in the fight? And how have you three been engaged? And how has the internship and leading the internship helped you to be more engaged in the fight for liberty?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, this internship was a perfect lead way into that, honestly. I think, so last year I was an intern. This is my first year being on board with leadership. And I can tell you, honestly, going through the internship made me kind of emerged me into wanting to be part of the fight even more. There was definitely beforehand an element of goodness, what do we do? How do we be a part? The desire was there, but through the internship, the application and the opportunity was given to, number one, be believed in, be told that you are an essential part of this fight and that you are an essential voice in this fight. But also just, again, with Kristen, I'll echo what she said, the mentorship that is so essential in the fight, the support that's so essential. You find that through Convention of States, and it was so inspiring to be a part of. And really getting to figure out, I was with the mentor department, and honestly, I can say, being with the mentor department of Convention of States, I've really found just the heartbeat of a movement, and the heartbeat of what keeps it together, and it's cultivating the culture. And so I was so blessed to be part of that, be working with the mentor department and their servant leadership program, and goodness, diving into, again, those essential things that are rooting and grounding the grassroots to be able to be strong enough to get engaged in and be strengthened in their fight. So goodness, it's been so awesome. And I'm so excited, honestly, to continue to pursue emerging leaders and be on this side of the team. But honestly, again, it's just one of those things where you realize, wow, you can't have enough people. And so the internship is just a perfect lead way into getting involved.
Reagan, Faith touched on something that I think is so important. It's part of our mission. And I want to ask this to you and then have you kind of go broader into the mission of the Emerging Leaders Program. She talked about how she was an intern and now she's part of the leadership of the internship. And that's, we've seen that every intern cycle where someone who is part of the internship then comes out of that internship and either enters national staff or they then come in as a leader for the intern program. That was something that I experienced myself. That's something that Jackson Allen, he was a previous intern leader. That's something he experienced. That's something that Kristen experienced. And now Faith is experiencing that. So can you just speak to the mission of cultivating young people to then either aid in what we're doing at Convention of States or to go out into the world to be the next generation of leaders? And then can you just broadly talk about what our overarching mission is for the Emerging Leaders Program?
Yeah, so this is actually kind of a perfect picture of the mission. And it's the principle of passing the torch. You know, we talk about the goal of this internship is to make sure that when the torch of freedom is passed to the next generation, there are people within that next generation that can actually take up the torch of freedom and keep it lit. We want to make sure that there are responsible, self-governing leaders in the next generation. You know, COS is an organization that's all about self-governance and becoming responsible citizens that can steward our freedom well. And freedom must be passed on from one generation to the next. And if anybody neglects the responsibility of maintaining freedom, it's going to extinguish. You know, Ronald Reagan said it's never more than one generation away from extinction. So just the fact that the program is passed on from one person to the next is a perfect picture of what the program is doing for the next generation. And that is raising up leaders to take on the torch of freedom, because that torch of freedom has to be passed on to somebody. So we are developing and maintaining people in the next generation that can take up the torch of freedom.
I love that. Kristen, I wonder if you can just kind of follow up with that on the internship we have, and how close is it to other internships? Is it something that's completely unique, or is it something that's really a hidden gem that's completely different from other internships? Can you speak to this a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely elements of it are similar to what other organizations have. We have our interns work with members of our national staff to get experience in various departments that they're interested in. But our internship is really something very unique from what other political internships look like. We do a lot of work with the grassroots, obviously, so interns get a lot of experience on what it's like to be part of a grassroots organization and the work that we do. But I think what really sets the Emerging Leaders Program apart is the mentorship and development aspects. That's what we spend a lot of time each week working on, especially the three of us, what we do when it comes to the interns. We walk them through several different sections of curriculum that really aim to equip and develop them as leaders. Faith mentioned servant leadership as something that's really important to us at Convention of States. It's definitely also an important part of the Emerging Leaders Program. Every cycle, we start by training the interns in servant leadership, what it means to be a servant leader, and then we train them on the Constitution and the history of the Constitution and what it actually means and how to defend it. We study Western civilization and we read ancient texts that really undergird what we call American and Western principles. The foundations of American government didn't start in 1776. They started way before then. And so we dig into those so interns know their history and know where we came from. And then we end with a statesmanship, which is really a lot of case studies about American statesmen and looking at their lives and the decisions they made and how they made those decisions and what we can learn from them and how we can apply that to our modern political landscape. And then we also seek to equip them when it comes to their professional development. We know that they're all, you know, they're young leaders, they're about to go out into the professional world if they haven't already. And so we want to equip them with the tools they need to get the positions that they want, to be equipped to be in the places that God has called them to be. And so we work with them to develop them when it comes to their resumes, their job skills, their interview skills, and all of those. And really, we just want to train them not in just how to do a particular task or how to work in a political organization. We want to really have them wrestle with the big questions that are important in every society, but especially in our modern age. Lots of young people and people in our generation don't know what their purpose is, don't know who they are, don't know why they're here. And I think everyone comes into the internship from different stages. Some people have figured out their worldview and they know who they are and where they're going. Some people haven't really thought about it very much. But regardless, everyone comes in, and through these pieces of curriculum that we have, we encourage them to wrestle with those questions. And we see every year people who leave the program and are equipped and prepared. They know who they are, they know why they're here, and they're ready to go on and achieve the things that God has created them to do.
I want to ask you a follow-up question, Kristen, unrelated to what you're just talking about. I mean, all of that is amazing, and it really speaks to how unique our internship is. But I want to ask about your personal experience, because there was so much there. And then I'd also like to ask Faith the same question, but what has your personal experience been like? Because you started as an intern, and then now you're helping with the leadership of the internship itself. So what was your personal experience like, and how did that mold, I mean, what you just said, how did that mold your outlook on civilization, society, American governance, politics, everything? And just tell me, you know, maybe a few tidbits of what your personal experience was like.
And I came to COS from Patriot Academy, and I always knew that I wanted to do something, you know, in politics. My parents came to America from communist Romania, so I grew up with a very acute understanding and awareness of American exceptionalism, that I was blessed to be an American, and I wanted not to take the freedoms and liberties that we had for granted. So I was looking for a way to give back. And Convention of States is the first thing that I came across. And I immediately resonated with the mission of the organization. And I wanted to be developed in that way. And that's why the Emerging Leaders Program really stuck out to me. And I was an intern back in 2021, like you mentioned. And I went through the program and I already knew a lot of, you know, the background of, you know, Western civilization because I had learned it. And I had a good grasp on my worldview and who I was and what I believed. But the mentorship and the development I received in the program only deepened that and strengthened that. And like I had mentioned earlier, it wasn't until probably about 6 months after I left the internship and started leading the program for the next group of interns that it really struck me just how much the program had changed me. It didn't, you know, drastically alter any of my beliefs or anything like that, but it deepened them. And it made me acutely aware of my place within this world and within this mission. I became more aware of what God had for me to do in my life. And I had this passion for equipping the next generation. Now I had a tangible way to communicate to other young people like me and equip them to then go out and do the same, to find the same passion, the same purpose that I had discovered, find out what God had put on their life, and then equip them and train them to be able to go out and impact the world and make a difference. And I think that is just what continually blows me away, even though, you know, we've had this last intern class and we're going to have many more intern classes in the future. Even though we're doing a lot of the same things, every experience is different and unique. And it continually blows me away just to see how the Lord is working in young people's lives, how they're changed and how they're equipped and prepared to go out into the world. And like Regan said, carry the torch for the next generation. And it just never gets old. And I feel like I grow and learn so much every single year, even though, you know, I've been through the program myself. It feels like I'm growing just as much as the interns are.
That's amazing. Faith, share a little bit of your experience, please, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. Well, I kind of came from a different background. I came from a very large family. And with a large family, you definitely, and good parents, so I was blessed with both, but you learn how to figure out who you are very quickly. You learn how responsibility and, you know, we're usually a lot of dreamers. And so I was actually a musician, Nashville scene. I mean, that was my life, was writing music and with purpose and a message. But the heart for seeing young people find that same strength, this ability, finding where exactly and what exactly their life was put on this earth for. And so that always been a passion of mine. And it was honestly an outlet that I used a lot through music. The principles of truth and the principles of, you know, being very grateful and blessed, like Kristen said, to be in this country was always something that I grew up with. Unfortunately, though, during 2020 and when everything kind of happened on that scene, everyone has their story. And my story was a wake up call for sure, to really realize there's so much more that I wasn't involved in. There's so much that I just was allowing to happen. And I'm so honestly ignorant in how I could really be involved. I had the passion, but I had no clue really where to be, where I could be using those individual God gifted talents and desires, and where I could be seeing and encouraging other young leaders to get involved as well. And so I actually found Patriot Academy too. And that was kind of one of those, almost a baptism into reality of, again, this state of, wow, this is where we are as a nation and how far we've really come. And it's hard to know how far you have strayed away from the path. We don't realize really where the path began. And so it was a lot of having to be educated and go back to the roots and really realize, man, what do we have to be grateful for in this nation? And so that's where I found Patriot Academy. And then through that, I met Jackson Allen, who was a previous director, and he had told me about Convention of States, and ironically, I had already been pursuing really principles of, okay, what does limited government look like, and pursuing those principles. And so it was a perfect fit, honestly. I didn't really know what to expect going into the internship, but I just knew I was all in because I had already known about Convention of States. I had already known about the leadership and knew that I aligned with the beliefs of this organization. But I had not seen the battlefield of it yet. I really didn't realize that I was a grassroots. And so that was something that when I was in my interview, I remember telling the leadership, I am a grassroots. And it was one of those moments where it clicked for me that I realized all of the assets and all of the things in front of me that I was really able to partake in. And I was really able to, all right, dive deep in and get to be a grassroots and really walk that path. And so getting into the internship was honestly one of the things that it did have such an impact in my life, and it inspired me to want to be a part of this continuing process of seeing these young leaders grow and see them emerge into the different areas in their life that they're going to be those leaders, whether that's school, education, whatever. There's so many places for people to be being leaders, but unfortunately, not a lot of people are teaching them how to. A lot of education has drawn away from the individual fact that each person has an element of just strength that they can bring to the fight, and it's something that I think a lot of people don't see until they go through the time frame or set aside the time to be able to dive into really what that looks like. And that's what the internship does. It not only gives you the resources to get involved and find those maybe passions you didn't even know you had, but it really gives you the ability to say, oh, this is what I've been created to be, and these are ways that I can serve, and these are ways that I can actually make that happen. So that was kind of what I found when I came into the internship, and this what inspired me to want to continue to be a part of it. And I think I will always have that mentality that I will always be a grassroots, and it's something I'm like very grateful for now.
That's incredible. And Reagan, you have a unique way that you entered the internship, because you didn't start as an intern. You came right into the leadership, but you are part of Patriot Academy, and your father, Rick Green, he was the founder of Patriot Academy. So there's a lot of what he has learned over, you know, many, many years, and through careful study of the Constitution and through creating this organization called Patriot Academy. A lot of that's been grafted into you, and you've learned a lot from him. And you've brought a lot from Patriot Academy to the Emerging Leaders Program. And then on this call, I mean, you're part of Patriot Academy. Kristen, she got her roots in Patriot Academy. Faith, she got some of her roots in Patriot Academy. Mm-hmm. So it's a very influential organization. And the culture within Patriot Academy is so similar to Convention of States. And it's so similar in what we're trying to achieve. And so can you just speak to a little bit about, you know, because you have a different perspective. You came in with an outside perspective, and you've just grown into this position that you had within the internship. And I just was hoping that you can maybe share a little bit with our audience about how that's been and what your unique perspective is being the internship leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in case you haven't caught on, the common theme here is Patriot Academy, bringing people to the internship here. But it really is such an incredible partnership between Patriot Academy and COS, because like you said, Andrew, the missions are the same. We're training the next generations to be self-governing, freedom-loving citizens. And so it was a perfect fit for me. Jackson Allen, who came up under you as the director of the program last year, asked me to come help him run the program. And I prayed about it for a few weeks, and then God made it so clear to me that this is exactly where he wanted me. He's put mentorship on my heart for a long time, and so developing young people is a huge passion of what I want to do. Part of my transcendent there, my direction in life. But again, the great thing also about this program, and Kristen and Faith spoke to this, just the different backgrounds that people have coming into this, whether you're well-versed in politics or whether it's new to you, or whether you really don't know what you want to do, this program allows you to take a deep dive into the foundations of our country and kind of turn the light bulb off in your head to the importance of being involved and being aware of what's going on. Because if you're not aware of what's going on, eventually reality is going to hit you in the face, and you're going to realize just how out of control government is, mm-hmm. how crazy the political realm is, how detrimental the cultural wars can be if we're not involved in paying attention to them. So regardless of where you come from. And so I guess my story is I've been involved in this world with Patriot Academy since I was a little kid. But this program took me to new levels in my knowledge. And the beauty about being on the leadership team here is that we really step into the role of being the lead learner. And just the whole servant leadership culture here at COS, we're trying to serve these interns by learning alongside them. There's a lot more Socratic conversation and learning for us leaders than there is really teaching. We're just kind of setting up the conversation. And then through discussion, we are being sharpened so much by the opinions and the thoughts of these interns and kind of helping to guide the conversation towards certain goals. But we're learning so much along the way. And that was really my experience coming into this, you know, being involved in this world. I did bring a lot into it, but I took so much more out of it than what I was able to bring to the table. And so I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to have brought something to the table, but even more grateful to have taken so much more from it.
Iron sharpens iron, as the Bible says. So I love that that's your experience, and I love that you learned so much by just setting up Socratic method, by using the Socratic method, it's so cool that you got to experience that. And, you know, with that, we said goodbye to several of our interns this last cycle. They went on to the world to become the next generation of leaders, but before they left the internship, y'all went to DC for an intern trip. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how important it was to get together? Because, you know, our audience might not fully know that we're a completely remote organization and all of our interns are scattered throughout the entire United States. There are some that are in the same state, but for the most part, scattered all over. So what was it like to get together at our nation's capital and just share, you know, maybe a few tidbits on the caliber of the interns that came into this program? And I'll send that back to you, Reagan.
Yeah, I'll start and then I'll talk to these guys as well. The DC trip at the end of the program is so special because we try to start the program with a trip so that everybody can meet each other in person. And then we try to cap it off with a trip as well. And so what you said, it being a virtual internship throughout most of the program, you're not with each other in person, you're on Zoom calls, and that's great, you know, to be able to see each other's faces and hear each other's voices. But it is super, super special to actually come together and spend a whole week with each other in person at our nation's capital. And that's really an awesome place to do it. Mm-hmm. Even though DC, you kind of walk away feeling like you just walked through a swamp and you're a little bit depressed, but it has so much rich history to it, so much incredible architecture, so much just to see and study and be immersed into the American political culture and system. And especially coming off of all of our Western Civ studies and our statesmanship cases, going to all the monuments of guys that we did study and memorials, it is really, really, truly special. And again, the caliber of the interns coming into this was one thing, but everybody, I just saw light bulbs going off in their head every day of like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this about this person, or there's so much nuance to this. Let's dive into that and unpack this, because they're used to our group conversations of doing that, that to then get to be in person all together just all day. I mean, the conversations were so rich and it was just the perfect capstone to everything that we did throughout the program.
Yeah, I'll kind of piggyback off of what you were saying. Honestly, it was so cool. One of the best parts about the DC trip, it's sad, right? You go the whole internship not seeing everyone. So it's bittersweet because you get to see, after all the 9 months, after all of the iron sharpening, like you said, Andrew, that happens on these calls, grappling with these hard concepts and principles, we get to the end of the internship and you just see, number one, the bonds that are created through these peers is something unlike what you see. It's so real and genuine. And because it's based on such truth that when they come together, pretty much everyone knows where everyone stands on so many theological things and political beliefs and, you know, all of the things. But at the end of the internship, getting to see everyone come together and really have this common fellowship and this common, I guess almost just look and fire in the eye, to know that these are my partners in the battle, you know, and having that strength and hope going into the next steps of their life to go, wow, I'm not the only one. And so that was one of the coolest things, honestly, and getting to see that partnership with the speeches at the end of the trip, where everyone was able to pair off and give these just such inspiring speeches and history, look backs on history, and seeing just really what these monuments represent, and getting to study those monuments and see how far back our founders were really thinking, when the structure of these monumental buildings like the Capitol have these beautiful designs and messages hidden behind them, right on the face of them. And so it was so cool to look at the details and realize the message being communicated, the message of freedom and self-governance and principle and wisdom and all of these things being even etched on our cornerstone of our nation, was so cool to see. So that was one of the things that I just took away from the internship was, number one, hope. Realizing, wow, I know that it's sad to see all these interns go, but at the same time, I know they're so prepared for what their next steps are that I have no doubt that we will be seeing their faces again. So,
yeah. And I'll just add one more thing to that real quick, Kristen. What's so cool about the program is that even though it is virtual, the gravity of the things that we cover and we talk about really help to overstep that virtual gap and create bonds within these interns that, I mean, I made lifelong friends with some of the interns and that's just super cool. So, the DC trip, again, just to come together and be able to do that in person was super, super cool because you're virtual, but you're building bonds with each other because, like they said, we're talking about seriously fundamental truths about reality. And most internships, you know, it's like one of our slogans is that this isn't, you know, your pencil pushing, coffee fetching internship. So we are creating bonds because we are diving into things that really truly matter. And you don't see that with most internships in the country. Kristen, sorry, toss it to you.
So kind of along the same lines of what both of you brought up is that throughout the year we study and discuss these ideas that are bigger than ourselves, like a lot bigger than ourselves. And then coming to Washington, D.C. is the perfect capstone because we're walking through buildings and looking at monuments that have stood there for decades and for centuries. And they are representing, like Faith said, ideas that are bigger than ourselves. And we're walking through and we're just a little blip on the history of the world and Western civilization and also just American history, but to be able to walk through and see the same things that we've been discussing, to see what those statesmen that we studied have done and what we can learn from them. It's just the perfect capstone to what the internship is. And then like Faith, it's also the perfect capstone to our journey with these interns over the past 9 months. When we visit Arlington National Cemetery on the internship, there's a quote by John F. Kennedy that says, "Let the word go forth, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans." And that's really what that trip represents, is that's the transition. That's where they've been learning with us and studying with us for the past 9 months. And now they're going forth. They are equipped. And just to see the growth, it's a perfect time to look back. And we look back to the first time we met, our first Zoom call. If we have a trip at the beginning, the first time we met in person, and just to see how far each intern has come, whether that be in their spiritual life, in their faith, in their just professional skills, in their confidence, in their sense of purpose and meaning, in the direction they want to take their lives, just to see the way they've grown over such a short period of time, it's frankly inspiring. And it just fills me with confidence. I think I can speak for Reagan and Faith. It fills us all with confidence that they have bright futures ahead of them and they're going to be movers and shakers and do incredible things for this country.
I love that symbolism there, the John F. Kennedy quote, and tying the entire internship to the torch being passed. That is so cool. And that just echoes to what Reagan was saying a few moments ago at the beginning of the interview about passing the torch of liberty. So just so cool. I love how rich this conversation is. I have a couple more questions before we let y'all go. We've talked a lot about the meat and potatoes of the internship, what goes on, the curriculum, how it's structured, what the interns can expect to get out of it. I mean, you covered so much ground, all three of you, so kudos to that. I want to ask you a couple more questions related to, you know, several young people might be watching this wondering, well, I want to apply. So what are you looking for the people who are applying to this internship? What do you want to see What do you want to see out of them? What are you looking for when you look at their resume? Stuff like that. And Kristen, I'll send that right back to you.
Something that's really important to us as we're looking at all the potential candidates for this internship is what draws you to the Emerging Leaders Program? Why do you want to be part of this? And we're really looking for someone who wants to grow, someone who wants to learn, because you're going to get a lot of experience when it comes to the different departments. You're going to get political and grassroots experience, but really we want you to be excited and have this curiosity when it comes to these big ideas, when it comes to what leadership is, when it comes to what these, you know, the history of our country and where we've been and where we're going. We want you to be eager to learn and be shaped and be molded. We are looking for candidates who have the humility and the eagerness to learn more, because that's what we're all doing. Like Regan said, we're all here and we're learning right alongside the interns. But I think the defining characteristics of our intern classes is that they're full of young people who are eager to learn more. They're hungry for truth. They're hungry for wisdom. And I think that's something that is in short supply in our modern age, is that our generation, we tend to think that we know it all and that we're just ready to go. But I think what this internship proves is that we really don't know as much as we think we know. We don't know as much as what the people who came before us knew. And so we just want to cultivate an atmosphere and an environment where we're all learning together and where we are all just curious and excited to learn more about where we came from and where we're going, and we have the humility to learn together. But I'll toss it over to Regan for anything more.
Yeah, I'll just echo all of that. You know, we're looking for driven, passionate young people that are, again, aware of, you know, the state of our country and the importance of a convention of states, and want to be involved in the organization and just honestly serve. We're looking for people who want to serve this organization and serve their fellow man. Mm. And what I was going to say before, and I forgot to mention, was if you've listened to Mark Meckler speak in any capacity, you've probably heard him talk about how the founders didn't pledge their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to the country or to the Constitution or anything else. They pledged it to each other. And that's the kind of people that we're looking for in this internship, is someone who's willing to pledge their lives, fortune, sacred honor to their fellow man, to their fellow citizens, and especially their peers, who are willing to come alongside them, get in their foxhole, you know, have their back, sharpen each other, push each other towards truth, towards principle, towards virtue, and just become all around better leaders for the next generation. So, you know, we're not looking for the smartest person in the room, the most educated. We're just looking for passionate, driven young people that want to serve their country and their fellow man. So,
yeah, and I would say, just to call out again, the quiet leaders, the ones who have the desires, just don't know where to start. I would call you out here and say, this is your opportunity. Be bold enough to take the chance, but don't worry about the result. The result will happen just by the willingness of your willingness to be mentored, your willingness to pursue. Those are good desires to have. And so, because I would say that was where I was I just remember being willing, but not really knowing where to start. And that's exactly what I found in Patriot Academy. It's exactly what started, kindled the fire, and continues to burn very deeply. We want embers that last. We don't just want a short emotional or you know, adrenaline filled experience. We want people who are ready to just take the step. And so, again, like what Regan said and what Kristen said, we're not looking for maybe what you expect, but do expect to change when you go into this internship.
So one follow-up question. You talked about young people and the message to young people. There's several people who are tuning into the show right now who are out of college. They've become leaders in their jobs and their family, and they're not looking for an internship necessarily, but they're inspired hearing this. What advice would you have to them to help tell more young people about this internship? What can they do? And Regan, please, if you can share some insight on what people can do to push young people to this program.
Yeah, well, you can obviously give them the website, internship.conventionofstates.com. That's the place to go for it. But again, I would just say, if you're a person who's passionate and wants to be involved and serve, that passion will rub off on other people. passion is contagious. Mm. So, you know, don't hold back this information from young people and push them towards things like this. If you know someone in your life, maybe it's a nephew, a younger sibling, or mm-hmm. a grandson, or a granddaughter, you know, don't withhold this information from them and push mm-hmm. them towards the things that you know will grow them, will challenge them. And this internship will definitely
yes.
challenge you and grow you in many, many good ways. So I would just say, be a person who speaks this into the people around you. Everybody knows someone, mm-hmm. everybody knows a young leader in their life that could use this opportunity. And like Faith and Christian have been saying over and over again, this is the perfect opportunity to be involved. You know, and maybe it's not this internship. Maybe it's volunteering for COS or getting involved with Patriot Academy and taking one of our classes. But mm-hmm. You don't want to be 10, 15 years down the road and regret not having sought out this opportunity or not having mm-hmm. at least tried for it. You know, there's no harm in applying. There's no harm in seeking it out. It's a relatively smaller internship, but we're looking for the people who actually want to be here. And you might just be that person.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, I would echo that. Yeah, I would just want to echo that real quick, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Again, man, just if even don't wait till you're looking around and you see maybe a loved one or a family member or just a friend who you see is in a desperate spot. Man, start earlier. I mean, if you have a 15-year-old, if you had a 16-year-old, get them involved with things like Patriot Academy. Get them involved in those opportunities. Bring them to your local elections or campaigning or mm-hmm. Committee sessions, all of the things. Get them involved, allow them to start understanding and maybe creating desires on their own, just putting them in the present opportunities. And then if you do have a family friend, or again, when you're looking around you, I think everyone can think of one person on their heart that they know that's in within this age range or within this internship opportunity range, and think, don't make the decision for them. Just offer it and see what comes of it, and encourage them and the things that you do see, just initiative in their lives, because that's really just all we need to be told, is that someone believes in you, someone believes there is purpose in you, someone believes, sees you, and knows you are capable of more than what they maybe count themselves out of. So I would say encourage them, and yeah, don't hesitate to get them involved earlier.
Yeah. Love the calls to action that I'm hearing. Get involved early. Get involved as a volunteer with Convention of States. Go to Patriot Academy. Go to a city council meeting. Get involved in campaigning. I just love it. I love all of the calls to action I'm hearing. One final question, then we'll let y'all go. Where can our young leaders who are out there, where can they go to apply for this internship? Reagan, I'll send that one to you.
Yeah, internship.conventionofstates.com. internship.conventionofstates.com.
Oh, and one follow-up, is there a deadline? Any time?
Yeah,
cut
so
off?
Application deadline is August 4th. So you've got a little less than 2 months at this point. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all of you for joining. It's been a very rich conversation. I've really enjoyed hearing your insights, and y'all have to come back soon. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Andrew. It was a pleasure, man.
You're very welcome. God bless you all. All right, now we have to go over to Mike Ruthenberg, who has the answer for our Article 5 trivia giveaway. Mike, back to you.
Thank you, Andrew. What a great show. It's got to be great when you're going to be bringing on the leaders of our internship program. We have some brand new leadership for this time around. Actually, we're switching it around. Kristen was around last year. Reagan was around last year. It's Faith that is newly added to the team. And of course, Jackson stepped off. He's going to law school. We have some amazingly successful interns that have been through our program. We're 3 years in. And boy, we have seen some amazing growth from these guys. We call it the Emerging Leader Program for a very, very good reason. Okay, well, back to trivia. And again, maybe you got the answer. Maybe you won. If you did, you won this cool American Patriot t-shirt, one of my favorite shirts. I'll definitely be wearing it on the 4th of July. If you'd like to wear one on the 4th of July and you didn't win, just go to shopconventionofstates.com. And don't forget tomorrow, keep an eye on your email so you can see the promotion of the new products that we have for the 4th of July. Okay, so if you recall from the very beginning of the show, I shared that we had a simulated convention back in 2016, September 22nd through the 24th. And well, don't quote me on those dates, but I'm within a day. But anyway, it might be the 21st. But here's the real question: is the group got together, they deliberated, they came up with 8 different proposals for amendments to the Constitution. The question was, how many of those got voted out of that convention for, if we were to have a simulated ratification, for ratification to become part of our Constitution? The answer to that is 6. 6 out of the 8. That's a pretty darn good track record. And it's very optimistic to me that when we get to 34 states and we get to the real Article 5 convention, what we learned in the simulated convention will be super helpful. So we can not only help to rein in the federal government, but we can save the nation by putting the Constitution back into the box that our founders intended for it. So the interesting thing are the types of amendments that came out. The first one was debt restraint. It was an amendment to restrain the amount of debt the federal government could have. The second, restoration of the Commerce Clause. The third one, term limits on the Congress. Remember, it was germane to also pass term limits on Supreme Court justices, let's say, or even bureaucrats. But the one that came out of that amendment, number 3, was term limits on the Congress. Number 4, supermajority of the states that can repeal federal law. Again, takes away some of the power of the federal government, giving it back to the states. Number 5, repeal of the income tax. Do you think you'd like that one? And the 6th one that came in is just reining in on federal regulation. Because those are a lot of amendments that people talk about all the time. Those are the ones that came out of the convention. We're super excited about it. Remember, nothing's going to come out of that convention that isn't popular there. And that's a precursor to getting ratified before it becomes part of the Constitution. It is a high bar to amend the Constitution in any way, especially this way. And what a great simulated exercise to, or an exercise to simulate the way it's going to happen in real life. And I'm very confident that's going to happen. So anyway, thanks so much for listening.
Thanks, Mike. Well, it's time for us to do our newest segment, the COS Live Mailbag. These are messages and questions from viewers like you. So if you want to be featured on a future COS Live, make sure that you are dropping us a comment or submitting a question, and we'll get to that on our next COS Live. The first one is coming from Anna Vergara. She is a COS Georgia volunteer. Thank you, Anna, for giving your time, talent, and treasure to the Georgia team. Her question is, or her comment is, what a delightful, instructional, and inspiring conversation with Mr. Mike Ferris. Always learn something new every time I listen to him, and it just makes me feel hungry for more knowledge and wisdom. Thanks, Rita and Andrew, for all of the hard work that you do. Thank you, Anna, for the hard work you're doing with the Georgia team. You know, you can have 10 Michael Ferrises out there who are out trying to get the first ever convention called. You can have 10 Mark Mecklers. You can have all kinds of people who have all the institutional wisdom of Convention of States and Article 5 and all of that, but they pale in comparison to grassroots volunteers out there. Y'all are the movement that is going to get us to a convention. So thank you for all your hard work. All right, the next one, we have Sherry Hard. Thank you, Michael Ferris and Mark Meckler, for your forward vision for the Constitutional Republic and initiating Convention of States. Thank you, Sherry, for that lovely comment. Let's see. We also have another one from Lori Campy Wheeler. This comes from Facebook. That will be so cool for the commissioners to see what we the people want in reigning in D.C. And that she's referring to the simulated convention that is coming up. That's going to be in August 2nd through the 4th. And on the 4th, there will be a live stream of that simulated convention. So you don't want to miss that. You're going to want to tune in. But what she's referencing is the June 22nd training with none other than Michael Ferris on how to craft your own constitutional amendment that can be submitted to the commissioners at the simulated convention. You're not going to want to miss that. Please tune in. You're going to learn from Michael Ferris, who is a constitutional scholar, an Article 5 scholar, and he's also the senior advisor to Convention of States. He's going to share with the grassroots on how to craft their own amendment ideas. So you're going to want to check that out. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you all for submitting your questions. Please, next week, drop some more questions and comments. We'd love hearing from our grassroots. Make sure that you are sharing this out to your friends and family. Share it on your Facebook. Share it in any way that you can. That's how we help grow the show. It's how we help bring awareness to Article 5 and Convention of States. This is the secret weapon that our founding fathers gifted to you, to me, to all of us. They gifted it to we the people to use it when Congress fails to act. Congress has failed to act. We have runaway debt, we have career politicians, and we have an abusive federal government. We need you and the rest of the American people to get engaged. Go to conventionofstates.com. Visit our Take Action page. Look at all of the wonderful volunteer roles that we have. We can use your talent in several ways. So just go ahead and apply and become a volunteer with this organization. Don't forget to check out The Battle Cry with COS co-founder Mark Meckler. It's on at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday nights. And then we'll see you next Tuesday for another edition of COS Live at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Until then, we have a country to save, so it's time for us to get back to work. Thanks for watching, y'all.
This has been the podcast version of COS Live. Check out more content at conventionofstates.com/pod. Thank you for listening.